Hey, Dog Mob, welcome back to another show. Boy, do we have a great one for you today. As usual, let's get our introductions out of the way. We got Beto on the soundboard. Beto, say hello. Hey. There you go. And then we've got Daniel here helping us out, guest host. And Daniel, say hello.
Hey, I'm not loud.
And as usual, last but certainly not least, Steve, our sports guy, our man in the street, our expert, our one and only. Steve, go ahead and say hello.
Back at the bottom of the list, huh?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I saw that you joined first, but for some reason your square has ended up at the bottom.
I always join first. Always.
Always?
Well, always.
Congratulations.
First one here, last one to leave. That's the dedication.
Definitely got to be the last one to leave today because we got to discuss that that meeting issue. But anyhow, that's for another topic. So we got exciting news, got exciting show. We're going to talk about get into a little bit of sports with Steve, get into a little bit of March Madness, maybe touch on some of the Grammys a little bit, some of the Oscar nominations, snubs, and what have you. And then we'll talk about the exciting conclusion of the WandaVision show, which has already ended, and we'll give us our thoughts there. Also, we are eagerly awaiting the verdict for our lawsuit that we have. We're very, very confident that we're going to be victorious of that, and we hope to get word of that actually during the recording of the show. So that'll be pretty exciting.
I heard we're celebrating a 4th and Mill.
Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't. We should. Absolutely. I'm down for that. So, Steve, do you want to start us off a little bit with and get us into that March Madness? I know you're as excited as we are for this segment, right?
Always excited.
Fantastic. So, yeah. For those of us that don't know, what is March Madness for the Dog Mob that may not be initiated?
So, for the people that have been hiding under a rock for eons now that haven't heard of March Madness, that is basically the tournament for college basketball.
Okay. So, and is there a lot of madness involved?
Yeah, it can. It's you know, it's can be very entertaining if it's your cup of tea to watch. I mean, you know, most people take the college sports over professional sports because of the purity of it. You don't have the contracts and all that stuff, so
they get paid very little, or they don't get paid at all, do they?
They don't get paid at all. College does not get paid.
It's kind of fucked up.
A little bit. I mean, you got to think of how much these schools get out of this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess they are, you know, most of them are probably on some sort of scholarship or something anyway. So they're getting paid in a way. Sure.
So do you follow college sports, like, personally? I mean, I know you're a sports guy, so in general, you know, we expect you to cover this. But what about
I haven't in a while, honestly.
Is that something you do sometimes, or you had before?
I had before. I kind of stepped away with that as things have gotten busier. But
I never found college sports that interesting. But in general, I kind of migrated to sports at a later time. So I guess I just never had that affinity to dig that deep.
College football is actually very entertaining to watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very entertaining. I mean, because it's a drastic difference. You get those guys that are going to be first round picks,
mm-hmm.
you know, and those guys are obviously NFL caliber, and they're playing against, you know, other guys that don't belong there.
And Daniel, correct me if I'm wrong, you just finished college, right? Or you're back in college. What is your sports team in the March Madness?
No, we're like a division like three.
what does that mean? Is that
our counterpart is actually, I think, division one, Cal Poly SLO.
Cal Poly SLO.
Yeah, they're Division One.
That's the name of the school, Cal Poly SLO.
Oh yeah, San Luis Obispo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so like
yeah,
the,
and then our mine is Cal Poly Naples. Pomona.
So not like slow babies they play.
No, but actually, the closest school to us that almost got in was UC Riverside for the first time in their history. They almost did, but they lost the last game they needed to win. Idiots.
Oh, fair enough. Well, Steve, without further ado, do you want to give us your
some of doesn't sound something to be proud of,
or your or whatever it is you're tell us what we're looking forward to.
So what I'll do, because there are so many teams, just to give you an idea, there's 64 teams total involved in this, four different mm-hmm. regions. So what I'll do is, just for the sake of time, I'll just get us down to the final four.
Okay, that sounds good. That's a that's a term I'm familiar with. Final Four.
So Final Four. So just a
not Fantastic Four.
No, different thing.
Oh, okay.
But so Final Four
is it not Fantastic?
It can be, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So from the West, no big. Wow. Excuse you. Someone's
getting. Oh, that was nice. Well done.
So from the West, no big shocker here, but I'm going to go with Gonzaga.
Is that a team or a person?
It's a team, yeah. Okay. You've never heard of Gonzaga? They're usually very, very highly ranked in basketball.
Gonzaga sounds like a, I don't know, like a sneeze.
that was my physical education teacher's last name from like from 11th grade, I think.
Gonzaga.
Out of the South, I will take, I think a lot of people are going Baylor. They're ranked number one, but I'm going to go a little deeper here. I'm going to think North Carolina, who's ranked eighth. Oh. I think they're going to come out and shock some people here.
So this is, what was Gonzaga? They're
number one on the West.
They're West?
Yeah. So the West bracket, they're number one. In the South bracket, Baylor's number one, but I'm thinking North Carolina is gonna do some.
So there's greatness. North Carolina is in the South bracket. I'm just trying to figure this
out. Yes.
Okay. Talking about confusing names.
From the East bracket, there's Michigan's ranked number one in there, and actually I'm gonna go with them. I'm gonna think they're gonna pull this thing through and pull that one off. So Michigan and the out of the East.
Is that Michigan State?
No, just straight Michigan.
Okay.
Wolverines, not the Spartans. And finally, out of the Midwest, this division's got a lot of tough picks in it too. out of this one, I think I'm gonna go with Illinois. They're also ranked number one in the Midwest, and I think they'll end up holding that and coming out.
So Michigan is in the East, but Chicago's in the where?
Illinois is in the Midwest.
They're right next to each other.
I didn't make the brackets, bro. Okay. I'm just reporting to where they're at.
If I remember my map,
maybe you can pull it up.
Are really close by.
So with Gonzaga and North Carolina, Illinois and Michigan being in our Final Four, the way it'll break down is Gonzaga out of the West will play against the South Division, which I picked North Carolina. I'm going to predict Gonzaga to pull that one out.
Just a funny name.
Yep, I'm going to keep saying it too because
it's Gonzaga, but sure.
Isn't it the same thing he said?
Yeah, it is, Mr. Mr. Wise Guy down there.
He's saying Gonzaga.
And then out of the East and Midwest, can I get through this? Do you guys mind? You know, you wanted this, and I got the guy that only knows soccer down there talking.
I know every sport, Steve. So except out of hockey.
Hey, shh, adults are talking here. Out of the East, I picked Michigan. They'll play against the Midwest winner, which I picked Illinois. Out of that one, I'm going to think Illinois is going to pull that one out, giving us a championship of Gonzaga versus Illinois, which I ultimately would forecast Gonzaga to win.
Gonzaga. And how do you say it, Daniel, if it's not Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Remy. Hey, Remy, huh? You want to talk about saying shit, huh?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll get back to those later, right? When we get our
those in glass houses, right?
I have excuse. Look.
I guarantee you, if you look at the way Gonzaga is spelled versus Rami or Remy or whichever way you want to say it wrong, I got the harder word to say. So,
well, he'll have a shot. He'll have a shot. And again, we're really eager to find out the verdict of the frivolous lawsuit that was placed against us. I'm sure we're going to be getting news on that very, very shortly. So,
which state was Gonzaga's again?
Say that again.
What state was Gonzaga's in?
Gonzaga's is something completely different.
Oh.
Well, then what are you saying?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
A show from the 70s?
That's Bonanza.
Oh. Bonanza.
You guys are so
corn.
And by the way, Gonzaga's in Washington, if you wanted to know the actual answer instead of Gonzaga.
Washington State or DC?
Washington State.
Oh, I thought maybe like it was Congress was playing on the team or something.
I have different picks than Steve.
You actually have picks, Daniel? You're familiar with the subject?
Yes, I am. I'm very familiar with the subject.
Give us your picks real quick.
Since apparently, you know, I only know, you know, soccer.
So you just took offense to that and did a quick Google then.
All right. What do you got? What do you got here, Daniel? I'm gonna mark yours down. I'm going
to the top of my head, all right.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to go with Steve and Gonzaga. Oh shit. So Gonzaga is going to take their division. Then it's going to be Ohio State.
And then do you know what division they're in?
Ohio?
Yeah.
That's in the East. And then out of the Midwest is going to be, I'm going to go with Illinois like Steve. And then I'm going to go with Florida State. And that's going to be the Final Four.
Oh, okay. And do you have a final overall winner?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Steve. It's gonna be Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, okay.
Yeah, so who's going to win? Okay, so obviously Gonzaga is going to beat Florida State.
Uh-huh. And then Illinois is going to beat Ohio.
So you're going to have Illinois. Oh, so you're picking the same thing I am as far as the...
As far as the
final ending, two and the champion. Okay.
Same way. Just, you know, different teams that landing up in the Final Four.
And Beto, you say you have your own picks too?
Yeah. I like Gonzaga's, but I'm more of a butt guy.
I have to agree with Beto on this one. Steve, you want to note our picks down?
I ain't wasting my time putting those down.
Gonzaga's are nice, but, you know, got to have something in the tank.
Yeah, those are horrible. All right, so I'll keep track of these, and we'll see what happens. Now, obviously, this tournament goes till the end of March, so...
Yeah, you know,
if Gonzaga wins, they're going to be the first team to go undefeated since 1976.
That is very true.
Wow. Good old Gonzagas. That's cool.
Can't go wrong. What a nice. Anyway, let's move on.
So, Daniel, real quick, do you want to get into the Grammys and the Oscars real quick before we... dig into our WandaVision segment in our next half. What do you got for us today? Who are the big winners out of the Grammys?
The big winners out of the Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to – how many of these are we picking here?
I'm just asking Tim for – we're not picking, I don't think. We got too much to cover
Tim's
today.
Tim's not here.
Yeah, Tim's not here.
Anyway, but what I was going to mainly bring up is the fact that, you know, our halftime show didn't even get one nomination. Can you believe that shit?
I cannot. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, the Weeknd didn't even get one nomination.
Oh, the Weeknd's halftime show. I thought you meant our Dick Bumps.
Oh, yeah. That one too. For alternative music. I can't believe they didn't.
Hey, man, if WAP is up there, you could have Dick Bumps with WAP.
Oh, did you hear all the controversy over because they played that song on national television?
But it was all, you know, censored and muted. So it was
yeah, I know. You know, people are.
I guess.
It was just that they were, you know, half naked and dancing that they, you know, you can't have that on television.
But that's all that there is on television.
You ever watch Baywatch?
Exactly.
And then Baywatch got so crazy they had to make us another show called Baywatch Nights.
David Hasselhoff fought vampires.
Yeah, it was like a detective or some shit, right?
Yeah, he fought vampires. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
Anyway, so for record of the year, Billie Eilish actually won for her song "Everything I Want." Yeah, two years in a row. Yeah,
how's that? But she didn't have another new album, did she?
I don't believe so, but I believe that was a single that she released.
And a single counts as an album for the award?
What are you looking at?
It's a record of the year.
Are we talking Oscars?
No.
Grammys.
Grammys? Oh, okay.
Steve was trying to play along. He's like, I don't know none of these people.
No. I just asking because I thought he said Oscars first, but you know, I'm not all there today. So
you know about what I will say about the nominations for the most part of this year, they were pretty diverse. You know, for once the Grammys kind of made it diverse. Did they choose the right people? I don't think so. But I mean it was pretty diverse this year.
Who do you think got snubbed?
I told you. The Weeknd got snubbed.
What's that, Beto? What are you trying to say?
No, I was gonna say, wasn't there like a black girl that won the country award or something?
There's a country award in the Grammys? I thought it was only CMT
or what is it called?
I didn't think the Grammys considered country music a real thing.
Wow. Right. Wow.
Well, that's why they have their own award show.
Way to show your colors, Elias. Way to show your colors.
Hey, man, these colors don't run.
Really? When's your last day?
Hey there, now.
The country song was Crowded Jerseys. Table. Crowded Table by The High Women.
The High Women, okay. That makes sense. That's cool. So a win for cannabis lovers everywhere.
Yes.
So besides The Weeknd, who else did you think got snubbed in?
You know, there was a lot of good rap artists. And I think the people that they chose for best rap album were kind of weird.
Who won best rap album?
Nas. What is this? Fucking 90s?
Really? For what?
Yeah, song? He won.
I have to look that up. Yeah, I was so disconnected from music this year for some reason. I don't know why. Usually I follow it a lot better. I think because of the trials and tribulations that we all went through throughout this pandemic year, I mainly went to like old nostalgia picks, you know what I mean, or nostalgia playlists. So I didn't really dip my toe into too much new music. I don't know if that was the same for you guys or not.
I dipped into some, but not a lot. But yeah, it was random rap artists that went into for best rap album. Best rap song was Savage by Megan Thee Stallion.
Beto, what were you saying?
I have no idea who any of these artists are.
I say, Beto, you're kind of one of our bigger music guys. Did you pay any attention to the Grammys, or did anybody that you recognize won?
I didn't get into any new music
this year either. So kind of the same as me, I would guess. Or do you
I got into new music for me, but it's like old shit, you know?
Gotcha. Steve, what about you? What's your relationship like with music?
I listen to everything but country, so.
No, see, there's another one.
That's shocking.
It is a little shocking. I mean, our friends at home may not know why, but if you could see the screen.
Well, you were in Washington for that little bit too, weren't you?
Were you playing the Village People the whole way?
Nah.
The whole way there? YMCA?
Ah.
I think there's photographic evidence of that. But anyway, Steve, we're glad you're back. Glad you made bail. Glad you got your legal issues settled.
Talking about legal issues, you know, I'm excited for a verdict.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can't wait to finally have this behind us. It's been such a long, annoying, just a task that we've had to deal with and comply with certain lawyer bullshit. But I'm sure, you know, it's going to come out our way.
Daniel, I got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
On your Grammys, did you see who won Best Contemporary Christian Music Album?
That's a thing.
Contemporary Christian Album. I mean,
it's someone we all know.
Is it the Christian Side Hug people?
Shouldn't it be Jesus?
Jesus did not win. And Garth Brooks was not nominated.
Jesus is always a winner.
It's Kanye West.
What?
Yeah.
What song did he do that was
Jesus in that? Is King.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus won. What did I tell you?
Yeezy won.
So in a few years, they're going to be playing gospels at church, and it's going to be Kanye West.
It's going to be Kanye West, yes. So that was like the funniest thing I saw on it. So I had to bring that up because I didn't think Daniel was going to touch that.
I thought they weren't okay with divorce.
They're not. Is sneaking in happening. The worst? Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to. That's a whole another can of worms there. So, Daniel, thank you for letting us know what's going on with the Grammys. How about, since you're still doing such a great job with the entertainment, give us a little rundown on the Oscar noms.
The Oscar noms were almost the same as the Golden Globes, to be honest. You know, growing up, I actually didn't know the difference. I always thought, you know, growing up, I always thought the Golden Globes were only solely movies, mm-hmm. and that the Oscars were only solely TV shows. And then later on, you know, I was showed wrong.
You didn't have that reversed, or
yeah, I had it reversed.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, the Golden Globes did movies.
Yeah, for a long time, the Golden Globes, and I don't know if they've ever transitioned from one thing or another, but the Golden Globes have always been kind of like a preview of the Oscars.
Elias, let me correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you like it in reverse when you?
Hey man, I take it any way I can get it.
But yeah, I'll just go to the top picks for best picture, which are pretty much the same. You have The Father with Anthony Hopkins. You have Judas and the Black Messiah, which I actually watched. I haven't watched the next one, which is Mank, yet. Mm-hmm. Then you have a newcomer that wasn't in the Golden Globes, Minari. I might be, you know, butchering that. And then we have the Golden Globe winner, Nomadland. I try to watch. Huh?
It's pronounced Rami.
I was about to ask, was Rami or Remy nominated?
Yes.
Which one?
Both of them. Cocksucker.
It's one of the two.
You also have Promising Young Woman, which is also on the Golden Globes, and another newcomer, which is Sound of Metal.
I've heard good things about that one. I wanted to watch it.
I know. I heard it has to do with the baby metal and the come up in Japan of baby metal.
Baby metal, like metal in the water, like.
That sounds racist.
You don't know what baby metal is?
Maybe I've heard it, but I've never heard it described that way. What is baby metal?
Baby metal is like young women. Young Japanese women are doing metal.
Why do they call it baby metal?
Well, you got to listen to it. Well, for one, because they're babies. They're young. I'm telling you, they're young girls playing metal singing metal.
That's a weird thing to call it. I mean, what a pigeon. Like, what happens when they age out?
They don't let them get to that age.
They're mature.
They take them out. It goes baby metal, mature metal.
And then the last movie is Trial of the Chicago 7, which I did watch. So
the Oscars for Best Picture, they go 10 nominations this year, right?
I didn't see 10. It's only 7. No, 7. 8, sorry. It's 8.
It can be up to 10, though, right? I think that was the thing that they changed a while back. It used to be only 5.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe they're allowing more.
Yeah.
And then as far as other nominations, you know, you're gonna have Chadwick Boseman again for Best Actor for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anthony Hopkins. You know,
did you watch that movie?
Which one?
Ma Rainey.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was pretty good. Okay. He played it well. I mean, I can't say because I haven't watched most of these movies to say that, you know, he shouldn't have gotten it, but I definitely have seen him do better work.
Sure, I get that. It's kind of the same conundrum always, like just with, like it was with Heath Ledger, right? I mean, did he necessarily deserve to win? He certainly deserved to be nominated, but then you got that extra, well, this is obviously the last time they're going to be nominated. So yeah, you got to wonder how much that plays a role into whether they win or not.
I think it's playing a big role. But one thing I wanted to bring up for the Oscars is, you know, the animated features. And, you know, Steve likes to bring it up that I'm a big Disney fan, but you know, as far as animated features, you know, over the years that I've been paying attention more and more to these type of things, there's no anime.
Yeah.
So there's.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel. Your dad calls you a weeboo or something like that, right?
Yes, okay. I am indeed a weeboo, and I have a waifu.
You have a waifu pillow?
Yes.
In the shape of a mermaid?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sure, it's crusty too by now.
You don't have to answer truthfully to these videos.
You could leave something to the imagination. Sorry, I
don't answer truthfully here.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail you there. So you were saying that there's no anime nominated this year, but there has been in the past, right?
Yeah, the biggest one, which I guess is the most famous anime movie, Spirited Away, has won an Oscar. But this year, three of the biggest anime movies and probably three of the biggest animated movies in the world got nominated, and none of them got a nomination. But, you know, you have Shaun the Sheep get nominated with Farmageddon.
Now, you were trying to tell me about the show during the pre-meeting. What the fuck is Shaun the Sheep?
Shaun the Sheep is like a smart sheep that like messes with its neighbors, pretty much, is what it is.
It's like Dennis the Menace or something?
But in a sheep. But in the form of a sheep.
Now, it's called Shaun the Sheep. Is it like a trying to play on words similar to Shaun of the Dead? Does it have any connection to that in any way, shape, or form?
I always thought that too, but I don't know. I've never kept up with those movies. I just have seen that character before plenty of times, because I think he's done like six movies. They've done like six movies on the damn sheep.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing these are kids' movies, right? Not the kind of movies that have like broader appeal, like for example, like the Lego Movie or something like that. That was kind of
careful how you say that. Daniel might get offended.
Why would he get offended?
Why would he
watches children movies?
I don't watch children movies.
Yeah, what children movie are you talking about, Steve? In particular,
most Pixar films are.
Yeah, most Pixar movies are for broader audiences, I'd say. Do you not agree, Steven? Would you like to state your piece?
He's talking about anime.
Anime for sure is not for children, typically.
Jesus Christ, I just got destroyed by Attack on Titan. That is not for children.
Hey, no spoilers there. I just started season one.
Yeah, no spoilers on my end, but let me tell you.
Take it easy.
At the end, when they die?
Shut up. Yeah, they've been dying the entire time. It's the Game of Thrones of anime, it seems like.
No, if you thought anime, if you thought Game of Thrones was bad, just wait till you go and watch all of Attack on Titan.
No, I was already texting Kevin, like, what in the Ned Stark is happening in this show? But anyway, we can get onto that. We could talk about probably forever. So anyhow, so hopefully we'll get news on the results of our lawsuit. Steven, have we gotten anything yet?
I haven't seen anything yet.
Nothing yet? Okay, you'll let us know though if we get the verdict in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure we're going to be victorious. Just want to keep track of that. So, well, all right, guys, do we have anything to add for this segment before we switch to the next half and start digging into our WandaVision stuff? Kind of excited to get into that since, the show's over now, and I think we might all have a little bit to say about it. Anything else?
I am excited for Justice League this week.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I am also for...
Keep going. You're going there.
Winter Soldier and Falcon.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were going to say the Mighty Ducks show. The Coach Bombay is back. Coach Bombay is back and he's bad.
He's back because he couldn't find any other work to do.
Is it Emilio Estevez?
Yeah, which is probably more true than it would be.
Is it that or because the NFL needs more audiences so they're bringing back the Mighty Ducks?
The NFL? You said NFL.
Not, if it's not Remy Rammy, it's NFL, NHL. You can't tell the goddamn difference.
They're all the same. They're all white people's sports.
Jesus.
NFL is 70% black players.
Why do you have that statistic loaded up so fast?
But what?
Well,
what
NHL is like fucking 98.
Are
99.
Are you begrudgingly reporting that statistic?
No, it's known.
Back in my day.
Okay.
What percent owners, Steve? That's
owners. All owners are, I think, almost 100% white.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think there's. No, I can't. I know they're not. I take that back. They're not 100% white. Just because I know Jacksonville's guy is Iranian.
And the Falcons.
Rooney, yeah, he's something else too. I don't want to
sometimes.
Well, I know that.
No, sounds... I get it. No, no, that's probably the best way it could have gone. Something else. The human being, Steve, for Christ's sake.
Yes, they are.
All right, guys.
Say the owners of these teams or the players?
Steve?
Well, say that. Ask that one more time. Sorry.
When you say owners, do you mean of the teams or of the players? Because
Jesus Christ. We're not going to.
Do not answer that question, Steve.
I'm not answering. I'm not going to grace that question with an answer.
Okay, guys. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into our WandaVision stuff. Dogmop, thank you for tuning in. Please continue to like and subscribe to our content. Let us know what you're thinking. Send us your tweets. Send us your messages. We read them all. We love them all. And we'll be back in a few short moments. Thank you, Dogmop. Hey, Dog Mob, welcome back to the show. Ready to dig into our second half here and dig into some WandaVision stuff. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know we did. And it's over now. So now we get to talk about it, you know, completely. We get to talk about how we feel about it as a whole, from start to end. So obviously there will be spoilers by the time this episode comes out. I mean, the show will be, I think a Winter Soldier will even be over by the time this episode comes out. So... But anyhow, maybe let's start with Daniel. Daniel, what did you think of the final episode, the conclusion, all the episodes together of WandaVision?
You know what? After episode 8, you know, I kind of gave up on all the theories and, you know, trying to make my own finale and decided that, you know what, whatever happens, happens, and I'm gonna just let it happen.
Good attitude.
I actually enjoyed the finale very much. Not having expectations or, you know, waiting for someone to appear. Yeah. Really good. And then as far as the show altogether, man, I was impressed. I would put it up there with some of the best movies that we've seen.
Right on. Yeah, I know there was a lot of fan theories, and I know that we indulged in quite a bit of that too. But, you know, I think everybody that commented after, you know, the show didn't promise us anything. That was just us, you know, speculating and coming up with ideas, which is also super fun, which... is I think a reason that I'm really enjoying this weekly release schedule, because we get to have these discussions and, you know, either be disappointed or proven right or what have you. Anyway, Steve, how did you feel about the last episode in the series as a whole?
It was fantastic. The way that was done and kind of sets up for the movies coming out, very good. I was very pleased with it. The best thing I liked about it, though, is obviously Bettany talking about working with himself. That gets me every time that he takes everyone along. Hey, I get to work with someone I've always wanted to work with, and it was himself.
And I'm surprised up until this point he hadn't played with himself. But anyhow, that's a big for something else.
Well, he has Jennifer Connelly, so.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's no need.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Beto, now that you've chimed in, how about you? What did you think about the last episode in the show as a whole?
My honest opinion is I thought the witches were a little cringy. It was a little bit cringy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you there.
But overall, it was well done. They did a good job.
To add to that witch thing, at the very least, I was happy that they ended up calling back to it. So there was a little bit more of a point to it. I don't think it completely forgave that scene for me, but at least I was like, okay, now I see why they put it in there, because they wanted to have.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it was cringy, but the history in the comic books, there's some pretty cringy stuff in there, you know. And I appreciate that they went the route of the comics and they included witches and stuff, but shooting blue lasers out of their fingertips just looked really cheesy to me.
So it only Star Wars, but not in.
What's that?
I said it only works in Star Wars where you shoot.
You're talking to the wrong guy if you want to get a positive review of Star Wars.
It's even cringier.
I think he's just got an aversion to lasers in general, it seems. Just for my overall thoughts, I really enjoyed the last episode. I enjoyed the series a lot. Again, I agree with Beto when it comes to the witch scene. I thought it was a a little cringy too. I had a, you know, that actress, I'm forgetting her name right now. Daniel, help me out. Agnes.
Kathleen Hahn or Kristen Hahn?
Hahn something.
Kristen Worsen Hahn or something like that.
Whatever. I, for the most part, I thought she was great. I've actually really liked her and all the other stuff that she's done. But man, that accent really tore me out of tore me out of it during that scene. If I had to give a nitpick, I don't know how you guys felt about the her accent or performance in that scene.
I didn't think it fit, but I didn't really expect an accent anyway. So
it was just it sounded like Shakespeare in the Park.
We were. Completely off.
Yeah, let's start to dig into that. I think we got some stuff right, some stuff wrong.
Daniel. No, I'm saying that the chick that played Agatha, oh shit, hold on, I'm looking at the wrong person.
The chick.
What is happening, Daniel?
Kathryn Hahn. Yeah.
Yeah, we got it right.
Yeah. We had it right. It was showing me the original Agatha who like wrote it, I guess. And it was some other different name. And I was like, well, we were completely off.
The creator of Agatha Harkness, the character?
Yeah, I guess.
That wasn't
show me that versus the actress.
Okay, well, we don't need to dig into that. But good job there, Remy. Way to never disappoint.
That's all.
So anyhow, how do we feel about some of the predictions we made and some of the ones we got right, got wrong? I think for the most part, I was pretty pleased with what we had. I know we didn't get our X-Men, which I know was a big thing for Daniel.
Yeah, was the guy's name Robert Boner?
Ralph Boner.
On that point, Allison, our friend at work, was saying that her husband thinks that maybe that's not his real name, that maybe that's the FBI, the guy under witness protection, which I thought could be cool. So maybe he picked that name.
I don't think so.
Why?
He had a headshot.
He had a headshot? Why? So what does that mean? Oh, as an act? You mean like for being an actor?
Yeah, he's trying to be an actor as a person in hiding. That's not going to work.
That's a very good point. Well, you just completely deflated my... my balloon there. I still had hope for him to be some sort of a Quicksilver, which, you know, who knows
what it was. It was a tease to us,
a giant red herring.
It was meant to be a friendly jest, mm-hmm. And I think some of us took it very, very seriously and passionately, and it hurt.
It cut deep.
Ralph Boner. I mean,
I liked the prediction I made of Vision turning into the White Vision. You know, I said it more they would come together, but he still ultimately turned back into Vision.
Without the Mind Stone, we don't know exactly how much of him is there.
Well,
he left saying, "I am Vision."
Well, I mean, you know, you could say a lot of things. You could say Robert Downey Jr. I mean, shit.
Well, it's the same paradox that he brought up to him. Have you replaced all the pieces? Is it still the same?
Yeah, the ship of Theseus.
Is it still the same person, or is it an entirely different thing?
He has all of his memories. It's the same person.
Well, we don't know if like his brain functions the same way. Just because the database didn't change, doesn't mean that how he processed the data hasn't changed, right?
Sure. It's like getting your computer and then, you know, Steve, how you have your collection of porn. It's like uploading all your collection of porn into a new computer. It's not your same old computer, but it does have all your data in there.
That doesn't go on my computer.
It has the same wank memories, just processes the information differently.
I think what Daniel's saying is you should go back to VHS. It's the superior storage.
Yeah, Daniel has a huge VHS collection, right? He can show you the ropes.
Yeah, I just wanted to get back to, you know, how my ancestors got down.
Jesus Christ, your ancestors. We had to be kind and rewind. We're not your goddamn ancestors. Anyway.
Daniel's looking for an ass whooping is what he's looking for.
Shots fired. Shots fired, Daniel. Shots fired.
He's gonna find it. I'll tell you what.
Is it because I'm brown, Steve?
No.
That's when you see me. You see me. You whipping me. Is that what I'm hearing?
Hey bro, you made more than enemy as a more than Steve.
Yeah, exactly. There are three of us in here.
Yeah,
of the four.
He sees you being whipped, but also like in leather and like a ball gag.
Just imagine the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. Or have you even seen that? Were you born when that movie came out?
I was not born, but I have watched it. It's a classic.
You really weren't born when that movie came out?
Jesus.
I don't think so.
I was kidding. Shit.
Steve, you're off. Sorry. Daniel, you're off the show.
Steve, check that. Double check
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Steve, can you do...
When did Pulp Fiction come out?
Hang on.
I think it was 95, maybe 98. When were you born, Daniel?
96.
God,
so anything before 96, I wasn't born yet.
96. Shit.
All right, are we ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
Apparently you're not.
94.
94.
I was still in my dad's ball sack.
So you're off the show.
I like where that went.
That's the criteria. Must be born after Pulp Fiction, but before Pulp Fiction.
Before Pulp Fiction came out. I started to watch that movie with my mom, and thankfully, I forget what happened, but we had to go. We had to stop right after they give the spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen Pulp Fiction. Right after they give the adrenaline shot to Uma Thurman in the chest. I cannot imagine what my life would be like now had we actually continued to watch the rest of the movie.
And then you gotta cover your pants with your hand.
Come on.
I actually watched it with my mom and my brother in
the movie theater. But didn't your mom like it?
She did like it.
Yeah, I don't think my mom would like it then. I don't think she would like it today. She's
said it was a little bit unnecessarily vulgar, but it was a good movie, she said.
Yeah, I can't imagine what my mom's reaction would have been to the Bruce Willis, Marcellus Wallace scene. I would have just like, what do I do? Anyway, back to WandaVision. We went in a little bit of
I was wondering how long you guys are going to go down that path.
What'd you guys think about the first end credit scene?
The first end credit scene, refresh my memory. That was the scroll.
That was the scroll, yeah. In the theater.
Okay.
He's going to go see Nick.
Didn't really pump me up. I mean,
Nick or Captain Marvel.
Is it she on the outs of Captain Marvel? That's what it seems. Pretty sure she's going to go see Nick.
I'm pretty sure Captain Marvel can go see her if she wants. And plus, Remember she had kind of a bad thing with Captain Marvel?
That's what it seems like. And plus, I think Sam Jackson is confirmed for the Secret Invasion show that they're going to do. So it stands to reason that that's who she's going to go talk to. I was more pumped for the second end credit scene, which was Scarlet Witch doing the Darkhold astral projection thing.
That was actually pretty badass. I wasn't expecting. I was expecting her to come in to see someone else, like Doctor Strange or something. Mm-hmm. And then I see her flipping through the book, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Actually, I recently found out that the music that's playing is actually Doctor Strange's theme, down tempoed at the end there.
Oh, I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. When she's astral projecting, they're playing Doctor Strange's theme music.
That's pretty cool. And I think I heard, maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but they actually did plan for Cumberbatch to do a cameo, but I think either it got cut or because of the COVID restrictions, it just didn't happen. So I think they were talking about a few scenes that got cut or were kind of shrunk down because of all those restrictions, for better or worse. But either way,
I think it was really good.
Seeing the Darkhold was kind of interesting, especially considering its connection with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And Runaways.
I haven't seen Runaways. Have you? Are you familiar with how the Darkhold plays into that show?
I've watched three or four episodes. I don't think it's come out yet, but I know the basis of it because my girlfriend watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they're just like, in essence, like a cult or like a coven that kind of like messes with the Darkhold. And they're messing with demons, pretty much.
Interesting. The guy that plays Robbie Reyes, I forget his name, he tweeted right after the show because he in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. he's the one that takes takes back control of the Darkhold from the humans, and is I think he tweeted something like, "Oh, I guess under my bed wasn't the safest place for the Darkhold," which that was kind of funny.
Catherine Hahn must have got to his bedroom, I guess.
Yeah, so clearly that's the implication. But again, I think I said it before, and I'll say it again. If you guys haven't watched at least season 4 and 5 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think you're missing out.
I'll have to give it a watch. But you know what was the most exciting part that I saw from the last episode?
Mm-hmm.
Was Agatha mentioning that she had powers before the Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So pretty much, yeah. although we didn't get it blatantly out loud, hey, mutants are real. We got a mutants are real.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. I don't know if we can say mutant, because like Beto said last time, she's a mutant that uses witchcraft.
I mean, you know, I hope you're right, Daniel. I really do, because I want that. I want the mutants, mm-hmm. and they're just as bad as you do. But yeah, I don't think that's where they went with it.
They already announced mutants.
I don't think they have.
Yeah, at Comic-Con, they announced mutants, and they're going to call it mutants.
I thought that was still rumor.
Yeah, I thought it was an homage to Stan Lee's wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it was announced. I'm like 80% sure mutants was announced.
Can you give us some stats on that, Steven? I'm pretty sure Daniel's wrong.
I'm pretty sure he is too, but...
So you said Comic-Con?
Comic-Con, right, Daniel?
Just look up MCU, the mutants.
Yeah, look up the mutants. You'll get results, but I don't think you'll get results that say it's confirmed.
I've been take off the safe search, put BBW mutant.
No.
You're just going to get the blob.
Yeah, it's still, there's nothing firm yet.
Nothing can stop the blob.
They're developing, but it's not done yet, Daniel. Get your facts straight.
But developing is still announcing it.
No, not that's not what he meant by development, I don't think.
It's like they're still brainstorming is what I was reading there.
To my knowledge, they're
trying to come up with a concept.
There's not even an announcement for a title, not even a movie title.
Correct.
I know there's rumors, there's speculation that it'll be called The Mutants. Or some variation of that. Right, Beto?
Well, I haven't heard it was announced, but I haven't had my ear to the floor there, so.
Fair enough. So where do we think this is going to go next? Obviously, it's supposed to dig into Doctor Strange. I was kind of speculating that maybe Wanda's going to get in trouble for reading the Darkhold, and Strange is going to kind of maybe slap her hand there and see where that goes. What are your guys' thoughts there?
I think you're right. I think he'll come into play that way, and that, you know, she'll be a baddie for a minute,
mm-hmm.
with that going on.
Well, she's a baddie, all right.
Well, I think she's going to be a baddie because she's doing something to bring her kids back that isn't
kosher with.
Yeah, that isn't in line with the way that things should be done according to the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, I agree with that though. So she's probably going to end up making some kind of deal with Mephisto or Nightmare, whoever the hell is
pulling the strings. I think the book is going to, because I don't know if you saw the pages in the book, the Darkhold. One of the pages has like a bunch of spheres that are stacked on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she might be digging into other dimensions, trying to see if she can pull her kids back. But I think it's a lure.
Mm-hmm.
Super speculation. This is way off.
Yeah. Just to continue the speculation, I think the three of us talked about this previously, and I have no idea if I'm even right on this, but I think I was telling you guys earlier that in the Marvel Universe, I think the Necronomicon exists and is born from the Darkhold. So that said, because Sam Raimi or Rami is directing Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and Bruce Campbell has a confirmed cameo in it.
Give me Ash.
I would hope to see.
It's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed? I thought it was confirmed.
He teased.
He teased.
He said, I'm in London with a director filming a movie. He didn't say what it was or what director.
Well, regardless, I would love to see Bruce Campbell as Ash with the Necronomicon in
Multiverse of Madness.
I'm just going out. I'm going out there on a limb. Again, it's a huge speculative leap, but you heard it here first. Ash will be in the Multiverse of Madness.
I think you heard it here first. I think.
Well, I'm calling it as his character Ash. Obviously, we haven't heard it here first that Campbell might be in it. I'm saying in what form he will be in it.
That's I know he loves that character too. Campbell loves that character. Oh, yeah, so
of course.
It would be awesome.
He's retired it.
Then why aren't they in production for the army of what is it, the evil army, evil something?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Bruce Campbell made a comment on that recently.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Because at the end of season 3 of Army of Evil, of Ash versus the Evil Dead, he said the character, I'm officially retiring the character.
Yeah.
Stats guy, look it up. I'm pretty sure there's something in production as far as the Evil Dead franchise.
Okay, let me get to work on that.
while he's looking that up, I just want to bring something up that I saw the other day on an article that said that one of the producers said that she had never heard of Mephisto until after the show aired.
well,
I mean, I imagine that's true for 90% of the cast that was doing the show.
Sure. Except for Elizabeth Olsen, who made comments about wanting to do the House of M arc, which I still have hopes for in some way, some form or another. Unless this is as close as we're going to get.
I think this is as close as we're going to get.
I think a lot of the fans need to just chill. And if this WandaVision prediction fest that we did proves anything, is that they're going a completely different way than comic books and anyone really is expecting.
Sure. And I mean, and they've done that in the past, and I think we've blamed it mostly on them not owning all the properties. But now that they do, I think that has to do with why the speculation gets a little bit overboard, because we know they have access to all the characters and they don't have to write around it if they don't want to. Doesn't mean,
like with the Captain America Hail Hydra thing in the elevator.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice little nod to.
That was a big nod to. To the character just going evil for that bit.
Yeah. And the fans went crazy for that when Cap went evil. I don't know what the result of that was. It didn't have something to do with the Tesseract or something.
Yeah, he was getting the Tesseract when they went back in time for the time heist.
No, my friend. Comics.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about when he actually goes evil.
So it had something to do with the fact that the Red Skull had gotten his hands on the Tesseract first and changed the timeline.
Okay.
And something with the Avengers getting it second and reversing it and making Captain America good.
Oh, so he's
so
back.
The original timeline was Captain America going evil first.
Oh, so the timeline was allegedly bad Cap, and then they changed it to good Cap?
They changed it to good Cap.
Interesting.
It was retcon. I mean, that was the retcon, but I didn't follow after that. I didn't care too much about Captain America.
Fair enough.
Wow.
I love the elevator scene just as a nod to that whole spiel.
How mean. Cool. You don't care.
Hmm?
Beto doesn't care. He's mean. You should care.
Do you know how many comics there are, Steve? Jesus, it's impossible to keep up with everything.
He should care.
It was interesting enough to Google. I didn't start buying Cap comics, I'll tell you what. I'm sure Beto didn't either.
Did not.
How many Cap comics do you have, Steve?
None.
All right, then.
Deadpool only.
So how come you don't care?
I actually do have a Captain America I have Avengers versus X-Men. I have like 3 issues, I think.
Well, it's not Cap. I mean, it has. I've got plenty of comics with Cap. None of them are his.
He's on the cover. That counts.
Sure, Dick, I guess. Daniel, how's your comic collection looking?
I have a couple volumes, but I'm looking to add more. I actually just added one of the volumes for Umbrella Academy. I'm really excited for that. I want to get the rest of the volumes.
I have all three of them, actually. I have not even opened them yet.
Yeah, I have one that was gifted to me for my birthday, and I didn't get the rest of them.
Yeah, they look pretty cool. I like the art style.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy it, and I'm really surprised that the level, you know, knowing who created them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, interesting enough, I had seen a TikTok. I want to say it was yesterday or the day before, that apparently he got the idea for his band from being close to and seeing 9/11 happen.
Yeah, I saw the same TikTok. It's the same TikTok that connects 9/11 to 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that part, but I just want to bring up the fact that I had no idea that, you know, that actually, you know, contributed to him and, you know, the band that he created, which eventually he left and started comics. Just pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would want to like fact check that one before putting that out there as fact, because, you know, it was just a TikTok. So
the Evil Dead Rise is,
yeah, there. It is.
It doesn't have I don't see a date yet,
but
it's officially announced. It was officially announced.
Same with Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's in it. I thought like you, Beto. I thought he retired it, because that's what he said after the TV series.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, money talks.
again, it is a great character too. So.
Elias, it was confirmed, by the way.
What's that?
He confirmed it in an interview with Genius, the lyric magazine people.
Oh, you mean the whole 50 Shades of Grey and 9/11?
Yeah, he confirmed that he witnessed it, and it prompted him to form My Chemical Romance as a form of therapy, is what he said.
Very, very interesting.
But at the time, he was, which I didn't know this, but I was just reading the article really quickly. At the time, he was a Cartoon Network sketch artist.
Oh, so he already had the art background? I mean, I guess he must have, right? I mean, that seems obvious, but I mean, I didn't know he had it in an official capacity.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so I guess he could have made comics. I didn't know that about him.
Fair enough. Well, guys, real quick before we move on, I have some great news. Some great news. I made some pretty smart investments recently, and they're going to be hopefully able to finance the cast in ways that that I think are going to improve our production value and give us time to, you know, give us the ability to be a little bit more creative, come up with new content. You know, I'm super, super stoked that we'll be able to.
Was it your Dogecoin?
Yeah, it was Dogecoin, and it was Dogecoin and Roblox and some other stuff. So I'm super, super pumped for that.
I just got a ping that, you need to take a look at there, Mr. Coda.
What's that?
I just got a message.
Did we get the results of the lawsuit?
It's there's something there for you. That's all I gotta say.
Holy shit!
Did we win,
Elias?
Elias. All right, guys. Well, it looks like, guys, unfortunately, the system's rigged. It looks like the interest groups in Washington have spoken. They are against the little man. You can't beat City Hall. I don't know what to say. As you already know, Dogs Doing Fun Things is being sued by a disgruntled former employee, a rat who never put in an ounce of work into this program. Sorry, I'm just getting my thoughts together here. He still wants to reap the rewards somehow of our highly successful podcast here. Beto is here working hard, working countless hours, collecting the best sound bites for the sound drops. We got Steve obsessively doing sports research. I'm sitting here, you know, scheduling bits, working with Daniel. Thanks, Beto. Scheduling bits, working with Daniel, putting people together. Oh, man. You know, countless hours editing this program for you guys. This is just really disappointing. And now, due to a technicality, all this looks like it could be undone. That's the scumbag lawyers and that slimy judge for sale have conspired against us, and they have decided wrong.
Elias, may I?
Please. Please.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. As the new boy in town, I am honored that the Dogcast family have made me feel welcome, made me feel an overnight sensation, if you will. So it is with a heavy heart that I must inform you that Juan has won his lawsuit. Apparently, with the original contract was signed between Beto, Juan, and Elias, Juan included his wife, his heir. Elias, in his infinite kindness, allowed it as a favor to his friend. And we have since discovered that Juan's wife was, in fact, not entered as an heir, but rather as a 25% owner. Therefore,
that rat and his wife are half owners of the cast. Geez.
Are they white?
And now we have to decide basically what to do with the show. I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but the program's future is in flux. I hate to end this on such a shower note, but you know, we might have to take a little bit of a break here and retool and figure out what we're gonna do. We appreciate you guys listening and sticking out with us. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I promise you, we're gonna keep you informed. We're gonna let you know what's going on. We're gonna do the best we can to keep this going. However, whatever form it may take, we are not defeated. We will keep this going. We will do the best we can. So guys, I think on that note, we just got to close this out because I'm not going to be able to continue in this state. So guys, thank you for being on. Dog Mop, thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll get you an update soon on where things are with this.
Steve, let's get your people. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Saddle up.
We all know somebody.
All right, Dog Mob, thanks again for listening. We'll let you know what's going on soon. Thank you, Dog Mob. We love you.